Hello? Oh. Hi, everyone. I'm adjusting the mic. It's just me, Catherine. We're starting the show in a minute. Okay, just sit tight. Let me adjust this. Okay, Johnny, I'm ready. Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Hold on a minute. I got this seed stuck in my teeth. I'm on a seed diet this afternoon. Hold on. Okay. Okay. I don't know where it went. These seed diets. Okay. So I had the magnesium drink, you know, like I was saying. And I purged out that Mediterranean diet. The pasta, the tomatoes, the garlic, the pine nuts. And it all came out in the toilet. And, I mean, you know, out my bowels, because that's where it was stored, in my innards, in my bowels. And so I just doing the magnesium drink and to purge that. And then the thing is you eat these seeds. What, Johnny? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm ahead of myself. Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Jamie Onimaloo. I am a master certified licensed tarot card reader with angel coaching card readings. And I'm going to tell you the energy that's going on in your life according to the questions that people write in and according to these tarot card readings and angel coaching card readings that I do with muscle testing on my boobs. We do a before and after thing. I'm the only one who does this kind of method. It's the Maloo method. It's totally like comprehensive, very spiritual. So what was I saying, Johnny? Okay, so anyway, I did the purge, and now I'm just eating a lot of nuts. It's called foraging, but I'm not like a squirrel where I go out and just shove my face into the woods and, you know, it's like, no, this is like high-class Hollywood foods for the rich and famous like me. Okay, so let's go with the first question. Raquel says, "Dear Catherine, I love your show." Thank you, Raquel. And, "Dear Catherine, I love your show. I just got a facelift. See the photos attached. Do you think I should get another one? I'm not sure about this plastic surgeon. What do you think? Let me know. Thanks." Okay, Raquel. I'm not going to comment on how bad those photos look. So I'll just keep that to myself. Let's do an archetype thing. Find out what's going on with that plastic surgeon. You know what I'm saying, Raquel? This is Raquel Shell Butt Domingo. She and I go way back. She's a stripper friend of mine. I didn't really know her that well, but I saw her shows. Real classy. There's a show where basically she just wore kind of a G-string and her ass would hang out to jazz tunes. I'm trying not to laugh because I thought it was like the worst show I ever seen in my life. It's like all she did was get up there on the stage. I'm sorry, Raquel. I'm just like, and she doesn't do this anymore, so Raquel doesn't mind me saying this. We're going to get to your facelift disaster in a minute, Raquel, but I just got to tell this. Because it was like when she first started out, she was so bad. She'd get up on stage and like she had some dork from high school play jazz tunes on this upright piano that was out of tune. And so it was like really bad sounding jazz. Nothing like this high class stuff I got playing right now for my background music while I phone this in. And so she would just get up there and she just like her ass would hang out of her jeans, or sometimes it was overalls or a grass skirt, or she would do that farm look in the overalls. Did I say that already? The overalls. And it was just like, and sometimes she'd wear like a velvet painting of Elvis. And then her ass would hang out. And it was called Raquel Del Buttshell Domingo or something like that. I don't remember. But it was like she used her name. Because her name really is Raquel Shell Domingo with a big butt. And so she just put her butt into like the name of the show. I don't remember. Cut this. Okay. This is the archetype, Jeff. Now, Raquel, here we go. So we're going to do before and after. On your plastic surgeon, let's deal with that asshole first. Okay, the first one. Samaritan. Okay, this is on my left boob, Raquel. She and I experimented with this backstage once. Okay, so you thought he was a Samaritan, so that means he's on the shadow side, exacting appreciation and recognition for the help you offer. And I'm getting punitive on that. I'm getting an energy reading of 100, Raquel. Fear, frightening, punitive, anxiety, withdrawal. No wonder you didn't like the way it looked. Okay, here's the after one. This is on my right boob. Oh, no. Okay, so the first one was 100. I'm only getting... This only moved up to 150, Raquel. And it's rebel. Oh, wow. Isn't that amazing? Because I looked at the energy reading first. 150 on the energy reading. Anger, antagonistic, vengeful, hate, aggression, and the rebel card, Raquel. And this is another shadow. I'm going to say this is a double shadow. Wow! Look at that. Double shadow. And it's still below the neutral energy line. This is very interesting. Now, let's talk about this. Raquel only went from level 100 to level 150. She went from fear to anger. And see, you can't make this stuff up. This is so scientific, the way that I do these. That's why I'm a master certified licensed tarot card reader with angel coaching card readings. I use the science of muscle testing in my tests to really measure that energy on someone else. My boobs can tell the energy of someone else. No, I don't know how it works. I just know that it works. So this is a double negative. Double shadow. Wow, Raquel. So Raquel, my advice to you, let's do another one, Raquel. Hold on. Let's do, if you're thinking about getting a new plastic surgeon, I'm going to draw a card on that, see what happens. I love this reality radio shit. Okay, Raquel. Oh, get this energy into the cards. Okay, let me just say this. New plastic surgeon for Raquel, and I'm saying it right into the cards. I'm saying it right into the cards. Okay, here we go, Raquel. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be good, Raquel, I hope. On that seed diet, I hope I don't have to get... Okay, here we go, Raquel. Upside down. Oh, my God. Raquel, get this. So I drew the rebel card upside down, which would mean it has to be the light attribute. And this went all the way up to willingness, 310, because I did it in the middle of my tits, in my authentic heart self. So willingness. So have a willingness to get a new plastic surgeon, Raquel. Okay? Just dump that jerk who screwed up your face. Oh, look, let me see that again. Look at that, Johnny. I mean, he really screwed her up. She was almost sort of plain looking, and now she's like, I'm sorry, Raquel, but like silly putty that got punched. Yeah, I mean, that's ugly. Okay, let's take another question here. Domino. Domino says, I enter bodybuilding competitions, and I want to win. Got a big old photo, 8x10 glossy. Yeah, I can see that, Domino. Well, oh, here's his question. Am I going to win a lot? Oh, part two. Am I going to win a lot with or without steroids? All right, Domino. So, what should I... Let's do a fish deck for that, Domino. All right. Domino, are you there? I wonder if he's Mexican or if he's from Domino's Pizza. Don't worry, Domino. I know he's probably like from, you know, Arizona or like Nebraska or, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi, one of those red states, something like that. Okay, here we go, Domino. Get ready. You're being helped. Heaven is working behind the scenes to help you, even if you don't see results yet. Now that's the before card, Domino. Okay, and I'm getting a reading of 250 on that. Good for you, Domino. I wasn't thinking that. See, that's why I never judge these. I just let white Jesus flow through my tits and into the card, and then I just tell you through this microphone. That's why this is reality radio. I love these readings. So this is 250. And that is, I'm going to say without the steroids, because that was your first question. Then the second question, a new dawn. The worst is now behind you and positive new experiences are on the horizon. I drew this card upside down, Domino. Now that usually means it's the opposite of what the card says if it's a fish card. And I've drawn the fish deck. But I'm going to put this on my right boob and, okay, see the energy dropped. But it only dropped to level 200. You were at 250. Is that what I said, Johnny? And then it dropped to 200. Courage, feasible, permitting, affirmation, empowerment. So I'm not recommending the steroids, Domino. Why don't you just guzzle down a couple of Domino's pizzas? Okay. So, Domino, did you get your answer on that? I hope so, because that's like, wow. I don't know what that means. Okay. Another question here. Mary, are you kidding me with this? Someone's actually named Mary. Mary Webster. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your question, Mary? I'm thinking of getting... Oh, of finishing... I'm going to start over here. Mary Webster. I'm going to finish my high school degree... Okay, stop right there. Mary, I hope you finish high school. But when you finish high school, it's not called a degree, dear. But definitely go back to high school. Okay, that's a freebie, Mary. You want a charger for that one. Wink, wink, through the radio microphone. Oh, that was boring. Okay, so Mary Webster's question. After I finish high school, I wanted to get a degree. This scritchy, scratchy people. I want to get a degree. What do you think? I love your show. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Okay, yeah, like, chill out on the lesbo action, Mary, okay? You're going to get a fish card just for that. Here we go. Okay, that one was right on my thigh. From Mary Blowhard, or whatever her name was. It's a good show. This is a really good show, Johnny. Really good. Okay, so I've already forgotten Mary's question because she didn't finish high school. Worthiness. This is the before card, Mary. Know that you deserve to receive good in all ways. Okay, this is funny because I think... Mary, the next card, and my right tit is practically flying upward off my chest at the level of 350 for acceptance, harmony, and merciful energy with forgiveness and transcendence. And you know what the card is, Mary? Consult an expert, and you're talking to me. Okay, you're talking to me, Mary. I don't feel close to you because you didn't finish high school. Okay, I finished high school, and I went right away into show business, like right away celebrity times for me, okay? Back in Vegas when I was playing Cremer Ravel, and I just got my shit together, Mary, and I went to LA and I became a star. I used to only make like nickels, dimes, and quarters in my G-strings. Because I had a lot of G-strings, Mary. You listening to me, Mary? I hope you don't have to go through what I went through. Instead, I left Vegas and all that nonsense. Or as we'd say when I do Special Cell Sunday, which is a Christian show. I left that nonsense off the devil. I think that's what Pastor Pernet says. Yeah. And now I make $50 a speech in hotel ballrooms while the audience is sitting there eating a chicken lunch and a ranch salad with ranch dressing, Mary. And that doesn't include tips after the room. And I go back and I network. And I work that buffet line. Some people are going back for sliced roast beef, and I tell them, what do you think of my speech? What do you think of the dress? What do you think of the legs? I'm wearing the pantyhose. Come on, cough it up. I use all the tricks I learned in Vegas to get a few more quarters out of these people, except now it's more like a $5 bill, Mary. I can make $50 a speech for a 40-minute keynote speech over that chicken lunch smelling like ranch dressing. And I can walk out with $20 in tips, Mary. I'm telling you, this is the life, okay? So consult an expert. Get over your worthiness. Don't get the facelift, Mary, and get off those steroids. Fire that stylist. Did I get it, Johnny? Because I don't remember her question, so I just kind of threw all the past ones together. Oh, whatever, Mary. You're a loser, Mary. Hope you graduate high school. You'll end up carrying one of those flags by the side of the road, won't you? Working with the rest of the prisoners. Okay, I hope orange looks good on you, Mary. You know what I'm going to do for the first time to prove my skill? of intuitive psychic abilities with my connections to the angels through my boobs and my authentic heart self. I'm going to do a pre-reading, and then I'm going to read the question to prove to you with psychic proof that I'm all that. And Rhonda just isn't. There, I promise I won't bring her up again, but you're just not Rhonda. Here's the before card. Notice subtle changes, and it's an energy level of 50. Apathy, hopeless, condemning, despair, abdication. And the after card is examine your personal interactions. And on my right boob, that is at a level of 400. Okay, I can't wait to see what the question is. Jimmy asks, or says, Jim Davis. I recently completed my PhD in nuclear physics. God, here's a bunch of words I can't pronounce. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I went to MIT, blah, 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 with the government. Okay, awards. Oh, this is like a resume, except they call it a CV. Pages and pages of shit. Jim Davis. Okay, he got his PhD. What's your question, Jim? Here we go. Oh, it's just a money question. I have a very high student debt. I don't feel good about it right now. I have an opportunity to take a short gig and pay it off. What do you think I should do? Oh my God! Oh my God! Look at that. So the before card, notice subtle changes. So he had an opportunity come to him to pay it off. Examine your personal interactions, Jim Davis. Take that gig and pay off that student debt. You don't want to run into Mary Hotchkiss or whatever her name was, who's like not graduated yet with her degree in high school. God, Mary. No wonder you didn't finish. So there, that's the proof. I just proved it right there. Notice subtle changes. Examine your personal interactions. And the energy moved up. I don't remember the numbers because I'm ahead of myself. I do another deck now. Let's do this wisdom deck. This is good. Okay. Carol Baker asks, I recently started making apple pies in my neighborhood for my community center. I'm thinking of opening an apple pie shop. Is this in the stars for me? Oh, God, Mary. I'm not an astrologist. I'm not into that New Age crap. This is real Christian shit that I do. Okay? I channel white Jesus and the angels. I'm not into that New Age mumbo jumbo woo-woo nonsense. That's paganism. Okay, let's draw an angel card and find out what the answer is on this. Okay, this is going to be a future only question, so this is not going to have two cards. I forgot her name. I don't really care. She probably doesn't either. Okay, patience. Okay, so there you go. If you want to open that cheese store or the moving company or whatever it was you want them to do. Apple pies, that's right. I pictured throwing one in her face. That's how I remember that memory trick I learned back in Vegas. Patience. So, Archangel, you know how I am with these damn names. These religious names. Archangel Jophiel or Jophiel, Jophiel. I don't know. Someone tell me how to say this. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize, Mary. Still, they need nurturing and patience. Go into the pie business, Mary. Mary Baker. Is that what your name was? Mary Bakerson? Mary Jameson with the pie face? Isn't that fun? This show's going really fast. I'm enjoying myself. Okay, let's get into the toss deck with these really deep questions. Hold on. Okay. I should do a meditation CD to some of these tunes. It could be really relaxing. Really get you into that theta state. The Quantum Frequency Institute that I work for, you know? Make a lot of money with that shit. It's a big new MLM in real scientific resonance frequency stuff. Okay. So for the rest of the show, I'm just going to talk about the energy starting now and for the rest of the evening because it's like really bad weather here situation in LA. I'm in LA. It's really rainy and cloudy and shitty. It's cold, it's rainy, it's wet. I turned up the heat in the room in the studio. I'm just sitting here all naked again. I'm really sweaty, though, so I'm not going to touch any of the electrical wires. Jordan? Or Jordan, what am I saying? It's so hot. Johnny, I call Johnny Jordan. Like, I'm all confused. I'm all, like, inhaling my own sweat. Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny. That's terrible. It's just that I talked to Jordan McNamara on News to News Radio. That's what I'm thinking about, Johnny. Johnny's laughing because he knows I'm telling the truth. I've been doing this radio show for, like, 66 years now, and I'm only, like, how old am I? I'm, like, 43, aren't I? I don't remember. I don't really care. Okay, so the energy. Okay, this is going to be a really elaborate spread. Lots to draw from. And now just listen. Here we go. We're going to start with four cards. I'm going to take a photo of this right after I draw them so you can see that I'm not making this up. Hold on, Johnny. Oh, wow. Okay, that's amazing. Hold on just a minute. You know, this stupid touch ID on the iPhone is really annoying. Because I have to, like, do the secret code. Not even doing my CIA spy job, okay? I'll post that one, too, along with that other couple of cards about Rhonda or whoever that bitch was. It was a real slut that I talked about on the last show. I'll post that tonight to Instagram so you can get it. That way we all have a document to use in court. Okay, so the first card is the upside down defeat card, which means we're going to win. Oh, God. The next card is abundance. I always love that one because it's like, I just stop everything and go out to dinner. The upside down mad juice card. That's really good that it's upside down because those are screwy people. Okay, in this last, oh, my God, this is a perfect reading. Success. Tonight's a really good night, you guys. Oh, my God, listen to this. Here we go. The upside down defeat card, which means whatever happens tonight, you're going to win and you're going to love it. Oh, my God. And then the next one, abundance. I mean, hello, do you need me to explain this? Abundance, and it's overflowing in this artwork that's on the cards. A lot of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of flower cups pouring out like this sunshiny golden liquid stuff. And then the next card, so if someone comes in and tries to ruin your evening, the mad juice, that's like the, you know, think of like some manipulative person who's just really negative. A real, there's a word that my friend who used to be the executive producer of the Dr. Laura show, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and my friend is black, and she came up with this word called negger, N-E-G-G-A-R. And a negger is a negative person, regardless of skin color. It has nothing to do with that other N-word. Absolutely nothing to do with that. You know the word I'm talking about. Negger, N-E-G-G-A-R, is a negative person. So, if you have that negative person come in, that's what this upside-down mad juice card is. Now, if it was right side up, it would be a positive, magical person with that magical sense to draw you in and make the big bucks. But it's not. It's the opposite of that. So it's like a thief, a liar, just a real jerk. Some person from your past, someone from your future you don't want to meet. And when you do meet them, then you know that you don't need to meet them anymore. And then they become part of your past. And that's that. So then this next card, right side up success. Okay. I mean, it's like double abundance and success. The upside down of defeat means we're going to win abundance and success and screw the people that try to mess with you tonight. Wow. I wish I was doing a pole dance tonight because, like, I'd win and you'd win. You'd tip me with, like, a, you know, you'd be generous and you'd, like, give me the winning lotto ticket and I'd split it with you. Because that's, like, just, that's how I am, you know? I'm a real professional. I do everything real professional. Let's see what it's going to be like in the middle of the night because I know a lot of people have had trouble sleeping this week. Don't take those opioids. Okay, I'm done with this chart, Johnny. I'm just going to put that over there because I don't need it in my way. I'm feeling like the energy is moving out. Okay, we're going to do the middle of the night spread. Did you all have a good New Year's? Mine was really good. I made like $7 million. Okay, here we go. Wow. Okay. And 2, 3, and into the cards. There it is. Look at that. Overnight abundance. Here. Okay. Okay, the devil. That's the second card. That doesn't necessarily... We got two more cards to go. Luxury, third card. And the universe. Okay, so, here's what I'm going to say about this. Let me take a photo of this. Hold on. Oh, God, I have to enter in my stupid passcode. So sick of this. Don't you hate that? It's like, get with it, Apple. Jeez, don't you know it's me? Okay, I just took that photo. I'm going to post that one to Instagram. That way you can review it for future reference about tonight. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you can just look at this and say, see that, you dumb bitch. Whoever's trying to piss you off or just like pee in your bed or whatever. It's just like walk out on you. I don't care. Stealing your wallet if you're in a hotel in Vegas. And you know what I mean by that. You know what I mean. I'm talking to you. Okay, what am I doing? Oh my God, a card popped out. I didn't know what I was doing with the Eon. Okay, so there we go. Okay, you can't make this stuff up. Wow. So all night long, that's what the Eon, it seals the rest of the meaning of this spread. This is a stripper spread. That means that this is maximum energy on each card. So each card, here's what it means on a stripper spread with maximum energy intention in the quantum realm. And I'm the only one who can do this kind of a reading because I'm a specialist in it, okay? And the stripper spread with maximum intention is the last card you draw determines the output of each of the cards. And they don't operate separately. They operate in kind of a matrix. So the energy connects. And you know that stupid saying, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, does not apply to this. Because we have the devil card. We have the abundance. So that's going to be maximized. Now think about this. Think about this now. Abundance is maximized. And then we've got devil card, but luxury and the universe. The devil is not bigger than the universe. The universe, thank God we have that universe card. Because, I mean, abundance and luxury surrounds and encapsulates the devil. So it's sort of like put the devil in a cage. And if the devil's in a cage, where are we outside of the cage? We get to enjoy the abundance and the luxury. And the third card is the universe, which already magnifies everything. Universe is a magnification card. Then we've got eons, which means infinity. New cleansing, rising from the phoenix, death and rebirth. So it means to hell with whatever came before this that was negative. I mean, this is like exponential. I don't think, I've never seen this, Joni. I've never seen this before. I'm in the moment. Okay, I'm doing my palm turned upward with my thumb touching my middle finger on my right hand. That's the Oprah hand motion. I'm in the moment with this. I am having like an aha. I get this. I get this. That's what Oprah would say if she was here right now. We were sitting here naked with wearing only a crocheted shawl. We would say we're in the moment and we get this. This is a real aha moment. I never thought of this before. How exponential maximization of your intention results in bigger results. That's all there is to that. This is really good. This was a really good show, Johnny. We got a lot of work done. I'm gonna do one more. So, because I'll bet a lot of you want to know what's gonna happen in the morning. So let's do the morning, okay? Do any of you eat salads? Because I'm on a nuts diet right now after that Mediterranean purge. You don't know what it's like to like eat pasta all day. And then do these cocktails I drank where it's all magnesium liquid waters. Magnesium in the waters. And you go and you just like crap out all your pasta. And then you go on these nuts diets to seal in the intestinal linings. It's called the foraging diet. It's like eating a lot of dirt from the woods. Whatever. Okay, this is a three-card spread. One, two, three. All right, here we go. One, two, three. Oh my God, they're all upside down. Okay, this is the morning. Oh no. Pleasure. Oh jeez. Princess of Swords. Oh no. The Lovers. Oh my God. So, Are you all having one-night stands? They're like either going to kill you in the middle of the night and then leave in the morning with all your money? That's what this means to me. I mean, it's just they're all upside down. Johnny, look at that. I have never seen such total maximization in the middle of the night, with like the most positive thing happening in the middle of the night, only for this to turn completely negative and devastating in the morning. So I'm going to have to end it right there. I'm sorry, we'll do another show tomorrow, but this is like totally devastating. I cannot believe I'm ending the show on this note. Hold on just a minute. I cannot believe this. Oh my God, I cannot believe this. This is really bad. Johnny. Johnny says we should just end the show and just like wait till the morning and we'll do another one in the morning. Boy, you talk about a cliffhanger. Okay, let me take a photo of this. Now just hold on, Johnny. Just keep it there for a minute. Keep rolling or running or whatever we say in radio. Okay, there. Okay, I'm going to post these to the Instagram so you can study them. If I might be up all night with you, you know. Maybe I'll get up in the middle of the night. I already did the spread for the middle of the night, Johnny. I need to shut up because the show is over. It's going to be really wonderful tonight. More amazing than you can possibly imagine. Something really bad is going to happen in the morning. Totally devastating. Could stop your entire life, stop the world, stop everything. So let's all just, like, take a Benadryl tonight. Eat those nuts on your Mediterranean nut foraging diet. Purge it out, and I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, that's it. I'm Catherine Jamie Anonlou for Crystalline Channelings. Get ready for a really bad morning. Sleep tight. Okay, goodbye.